Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
There are many producers looking at ways to grow more forage for hay or pasture. Double cropping annual forages on irrigated cropland can be an option. With timely and adequate moisture, this can also be successful dryland as well. Successful double cropping of annual forages requires good planning and timely operations. A common combination includes a cool season winter annual like rye, triticale, or wheat that is currently being grazed or will be hayed in May or June, followed by the planting of a warm season annual forage. Similarly, something like oats that was planted earlier this spring is followed by a warm season annual. If grazing is planned as the primary use of the warm season annual forage, then sedan grass or pearl millet are good choices. With adequate moisture, the summer annual grass will be ready to graze in 45 to 50 days and may last through September. Another strategy is to plant the warm season annual grasses first in mid to late May. Graze portions of them out in August and then plant oats or turnips or both for late fall and winter grazing. When planting oats or any other cool season for fall forage, remember that production will be reduced if planting is delayed later into August or early September. Of course, adequate moisture or irrigation is needed for these options to produce both double crops. Thus, it is wise to have a nearby pasture where animals can be placed and fed temporarily if extra time is needed to grow sufficient forage for grazing. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.